Welcome to Photo Mission Discussing Photography. Hi, I'm Steve Finkel. On this episode of Focus, I'm flying solo. On this episode of Focus, I'll talk about a few different things, but the first one I thought about was things to consider maybe if 2024 is the year that you're deciding to buy a new camera. So what type of things can you, I suppose, how can you go through the process of working out whether A, you need a new camera, and all those type of things? Because I know, like, quite often we get into a situation where we sometimes feel like we need something new to kind of spark us up. But sometimes not necessarily, but we just want something rather than needing it. So I suppose the process is to work out whether you need it or whether you just want it. And I see a lot of people kind of jumping in and a new model comes out and their previous model still a really fine camera with great specifications and works really, really well. But just because a new camera comes out, they kind of feel like potentially that they're being left behind somehow. So I think it's really easy to kind of, I suppose, it's like that FOMO thing, like fear of missing out, not jumping in and getting the latest and greatest camera. But there's other things I think, quite often people jump in and upgrade their cameras. And maybe they might be better to consider putting that money into upgrading some of the lenses they use. Because like I said, one of the things I suppose that can really dictate whether something makes your photography better or not is definitely by having better glass is definitely a way to improve your photography. And I get this asked this question all the time. And I recently just answered a question for someone on one of the forums tonight, actually, when I was recording this, is that someone asked, if they have kind of an entry-level DSLR camera, and they were talking about buying one of the L-series lenses for it, which is kind of the professional series lens, and was it actually going to be worth their while on that camera body putting a expensive lens on a cheaper body? And the answer is definitely yes. Like, if you can go out and put your money into buying better lenses, you're actually going to get some better results, because the better lenses actually give you, there's a number of things. Obviously, there's the clarity factor that better glass typically produces cleaner, nicer, brighter images. But quite often, that type of glass is faster glass, and faster glass is definitely an advantage on any camera. So if you've got a camera, and it doesn't matter really, if it's been made in the last probably, 5 to so years, it's still going to perform pretty well. But what will help it in low light situations is, say, having something like a fast lens on the front of the camera. And like I said, and the other thing too is if you start investing in good quality, fast glass, when you do move to buy another camera body, you stay within the same ecosystem with the same, from the same manufacturer, is that what it allows you to do is the glass will just be, good glass is always good glass, and it doesn't really change too much. Like camera bodies, lots of changes come through, lots of new tech gets added. Lenses, there's not a lot of new tech coming out in lenses. Yes, there is some improvements and different things with AI and different things, and some of the smarts built into the lens to help different things, image stabilization, and a whole bunch of different, I suppose, technologies that are employed by camera manufacturers to use in lenses to make it a better product. But I mean, a good lens will last you many, many, many years, where you could potentially have a number of bodies for that same period of time before you maybe upgrade that glass. And the typical reason is, if you buy a good piece of glass and one of the more professional type pieces, lenses, that you will be able to transport that across a number of different bodies, like, through time. And I've found this myself. I've found that some of my expensive lenses, I still use them because they just still work so well and they just give such great results. And like I said, if I kind of had this kind of every time a new body come out, I'd jump ship onto the new body, then I wouldn't have all that glass because I would have, the funds were used to buy camera bodies. So think about, like I said, whether you actually really need a new body, or is it just because you want it because it's the latest model and it's a Mark III or a Mark IV or whatever, or it's a Series 2 or whatever it is, but it's one series above yours. And even like a professional DSLR camera, like a professional camera that was probably been around for, you know, nearly 10 years. And if you take something like the Canon 1DX series cameras, which are just, anyone who's used those cameras just know how reliable they are, how good they are, and they're just a brilliant camera. And for someone shooting with one today, it's still a brilliant camera. Like, it's still a great piece of tech. It doesn't have all the whiz-bang technology that, say, the, you know, the new flagship mirrorless cameras have, but it's still a really good piece of equipment. And again, back in the day, photographers were winning awards. They were producing amazing images with these cameras. And like I said, it's, you've just kind of, I suppose, people can sometimes get carried away with the idea that they just need to keep upgrading their technology. I tend to do this with my phones. I kind of ring my phones out to death. I don't jump. Every time a new iPhone comes out, I don't jump in and buy one. I typically wait several phones before I jump. And I went from, you know, my current iPhone's a 14, but my previous iPhone was a 10. So I kind of waited. I jumped quite a few models that had come out, but I just didn't feel the need, because the phone was actually doing everything I wanted it to do. I could make phone calls, I could send text messages, I could surf the net, I could do all the, you know, run all the different apps and things I wanted to run on the phone, worked fine. Camera point of view, the camera in the phone was, for what, you know, the purpose that I used it for, was more than adequate. And it was only when it got to the point where the battery capacity was really struggling, so I was really, and that's the point where I needed to, because I was finding I was constantly running the phone down. And running a business, sometimes, like, you need your phone to be on and operable, and you need to be able to, you know, talk to people when you need to. And you don't want to get to kind of, you know, 1 o'clock and it's kind of, you're running around trying to charge the phone because it's going flat. So that was the reason, like, I changed from my iPhone 10 to a 14, because I basically, I felt at that point I needed to. Yeah, so every time a new iPhone came out after the 10, I'd look at it and go, oh, that'd be nice to have. But then I'd sit back and kind of think about, well, I don't really need it. My phone that I've got is doing the job. And that's what I say about your camera. You know, if you've got a current camera and it's doing the job, that's fantastic. And that's what you really want. When you get to a point where the camera is actually holding you back, where the camera's not actually doing what you need it to do, then obviously that's a time to start looking around at changing bodies and that type of stuff. But if you're in that kind of, I suppose, in that bunch of photographers who have a camera that's actually doing everything they need to do at the moment, it's just not the newest model, but it's doing everything, to consider that rather than putting your money into jumping to the next body, is maybe look at investing in, like I said, some, look at your lenses and look at what's in your lens kit, and then maybe try and add some new lenses to it, because lenses, like I said, can make such a difference to your photography. Like, I mean, when people, I mean, quite often at events, I'll take a number of my lenses, fast lenses with me, and quite often I'll see a photographer, then we'll get talking, and they'll say, is it really worth paying all that money for that lens? And I'll say, well, give us your camera and we'll put it on, and you take some photos and you be the judge of it. They just blown away. But I mean, especially like if someone's been shooting with kit lens or something similar to a kit lens, and then they put on something like a professional series lens on their camera body, and they start taking photos, like they just see the difference straight away. Like, it was that clear. And to the point, like, even with the professional stuff, when manufacturers have bought out, you know, like a Mark II version of the lens, I can remember there was a lens I had there, and I shot with that lens for, yeah, probably 10 years, the Series 1, and they bought out a Series 2, and I got to the point where my Series 1 was starting to get really worn, like it had been used so much that it was, you know, really starting to look at the age on it. So at that point I feel, well, this lens is going to, you know, it's at a point where it could fail at any time because of the amount of usage it's had. I'm going to buy the Series 2. As soon as I put the Series 2 on the camera and started taking photos and looking at the back of the camera, I could actually see the difference straight away. I could see how much they had improved that lens. So like I said, but those things, like, can come out, lenses can be around for donkey's years before they bring out new ones. So it's kind of, you know, so if you buy a lens and you buy a good one, you know that there's not going to be a new one come out, you know, 2 months later after you've just bought it, because that's not what they tend to do. But like I said, it's a really good way. I mean, you've got to stretch your budget. like with photography, if you're doing it professionally, you know, it's money you have to spend. Like money makes money, and that's the old adage, but it is so true. If you've got the right gear and good gear, and I suppose when you're using your camera to make money, the thing that you really want to have is reliability. You need it to work. It's like a tradesman's tools. Like if a tradesman buys cheap tools and they go to a job and the tool fails and breaks and they can't complete the job, exactly the same thing happens with a photographer. So if you're relying on your camera to make your income, then you want to actually buy the best quality camera and the best quality equipment to go with it, just so it's reliable. You want that reliability. You want something that is going to keep working. And this is why I say to people that sometimes, you know, things like people are tempted to buy aftermarket batteries made by another manufacturer, you know, for their camera, and they're like so much cheaper, but they don't realize is quite often those things don't perform as well as the manufacturer's batteries. So I always say to people, if you buy, you know, it doesn't matter what brand of camera you buy, but if you buy the manufacturer's batteries, you're going to get the best possible results and the best possible life out of those batteries rather than a third party battery manufacturer. And it may look cheaper. And again, some things you just can't, it's not worth scrimping and saving, you know, taking money. Same thing with like things like memory cards. It's just not worth buying cheap memory cards. You're actually better off to buy the more expensive memory cards because they're so critical to your photography. Like they're a part of, you know, that's where the image, like after you've done all the hard work of setting up the shoot, posing the model or whatever, or getting to the location and setting everything up and shooting, you want to make sure that's where the final image is going to rest. You know, so you don't want to kind of go cheap on memory cards either. And the other thing too, what we're talking about spending and what where to spend money on, that type of thing, is with memory cards, obviously too, they're something that do wear out. So they do have a number of write read number, you know, there's a number that type of technology, once it gets to, can become unreliable and can have issues. So don't kind of use memory cards for, think you just can just put them in there and use them forever and ever. At some point, they're going to fail. And if they do fail, that could be, like I said, if you're shooting professionally, that's going to be devastating. If you're shooting as an enthusiast, it's going to be devastating in a different way, because particularly if you've gone out and shot something, you've got that once-in-a-lifetime shot that, you know, you've been trying to get for your whole lifetime, and you finally get it, and then you find the card is corrupted and you don't have the image anymore. And that's a really horrible feeling to have, to get to that point. So again, it's about trying to both manage and be sensible about how you spend money and where you spend money. And I think, like I said, it's always a challenge, like I said, and not everybody, like I said, has a budget to be able to just go out and buy everything as soon as it comes out new. People have to kind of budget for it, plan, that type of stuff. And like I said, but sometimes it's easy to get, and I talk to a lot of photographers, some of them feel like, oh yeah, they've got this new, you know, new camera, should I get it? Well, you know, and I'm going to people, well, what's your old camera doing? Is it working? Is it fine? Is it giving you problems? No, and it's working fine. It's good. It's all doing everything. So I say to people, well, you know, you got to ask yourself, do you need that new camera, or do you just want that new camera because you've seen it advertised? And again, and there will be a time, like I said, that your camera will have to be replaced at some point. Your camera is not going to last kind of forever. At some point, it's going to start giving some type of issues. And if you're a professional photographer, the big one is the reliability. You just need the thing to be solid, reliable, because, you know, like I said, if you're doing a shoot, quite often some of the stuff you're shooting can't be repeated. It's like event photography. When something happens, it happens, and you can't kind of go, oh, can you run back and do that again? It's kind of like you get one shot at it and that's it. So you need it to be reliable. So they're the things to consider. So yeah, look, I thought this on this episode, just kind of, I suppose, and again, I get asked so many questions about gear and when should I upgrade and what should I buy, and should I buy this lens or should I buy another lens, or is this lens too good for my camera? And like I said, when it comes to lenses, buy the very best lens you can possibly afford. You can buy something, if you can just stretch your budget to just go something a little bit faster, a little bit better, that is going to really be value for you, for your photography, even if you're just doing it as a, if you're an enthusiast or an amateur photographer or if you're a professional, it's definitely going to help your photography journey. Because as we know, a lot of photographers who start off as the amateur and then become the enthusiast, but then eventually become pro or semi-pro photographers, you learn about, you know, how important equipment is. And that was one of the things that I learned, I suppose, you know, in my early days of business about when I'm making purchases on different items. Sometimes it was tempting to buy the cheaper alternative for something, only to find that stand kind of, after you've used it a few times, started to kind of be wobbly and loose, and all the rivets weren't, you know, secured properly. And then, you know, I'd go and buy a, you know, C stand, which would cost me like $600, and the thing could use it 100 times, and it's still as sturdy, and all the fittings are still, you know, nice and firm and not slopping around, you know, rather versus one that you paid $60 for on kind of eBay. You know, and again, it's like you get what you pay for a lot of times with photography, and it's kind of just one of those areas that if you do want quality, it's going to cost you more. But buying it once and buying a quality product is going to save you money in the long run. I know people who have bought cheap equipment and it's failed, and they buy more cheap equipment and it's failed, and they buy more cheap equipment and it's failed. And what they end up spending is that they could have just bought one decent piece of equipment and have it last that whole period, because other people have done that, and that's what their experience has been, that they've been able to get this, you know, good life out of a piece of equipment. And like I said, a lot of the photography equipment is actually today, it's designed to actually work for a long time. It's not designed to kind of be a throwaway item where, you know, there is some items that are kind of produced today which are designed to be kind of throwaway items. You know, once it breaks, you throw it in the bin and basically go down and buy another one. Cameras don't tend to be like that these days. Like most, you know, mirrorless and cameras these days, the manufacturers all offer like a service department where they can replace boards, they can replace pieces that might fail in it, all those type of things. They've designed them to be able to be serviceable. And even though, like, I work in another area in my business of electronics, and I've seen that industry change dramatically from the days of when I first started, of nearly everything was repairable. You know, equipment, if it failed, you could replace a component, or that had failed and you get it up and working for a customer. To now that I've seen that the technology has changed to the point now where equipment is actually made kind of like it's not made to be serviced. Like some of the stuff is just, it's impossible to service. You know, if something breaks like a switch or a socket or something, yes, you may be able to replace it. But if something goes on the main board, it's pretty much like it's just pull it out and replace it with a new one. That's just how the nature of things have gone. And it's, you know, there's a couple of reasons behind it. Like it's expensive to have a person with high technical skills sit there and fault find a board, find the exact component that's faulty, and be able to remove that component and replace it with a new one. Today it's just kind of that's, you know, it's cheaper sometimes just saying, you know what, I'll just replace the whole board and we start over again. But again, it's one of those things where the world's changed dramatically, and I think the same things happen with a lot of consumer products that, you know, they are now just throwaway items. But like I said, cameras haven't got to that area where they're kind of, you know, an item that once, you know, you might have a camera for 5 years and really worked it really hard and have some issues that, you know, pretty much a good camera technician or a good repair place can actually be able to bring that camera back up to original, you know, specs by replacing the gear. And I know that with my, you know, gear and some of my older DSLR stuff that I've bought, had to get things replaced or repaired, that, yeah, all that stuff's been available to get, and it's been really great because it means that you can, you know, something that was not working properly now is working properly on the camera, and you can bring it back up to just like it was new. So yeah, again, in this episode, talking about where you're going to spend your money. And the other thing I thought I might round this episode out with, the idea of, you know, of cameras, with maybe what would be your ultimate dream camera? What would be the camera that you were given the power to be able to create? So you were you know, whatever you think of the story about the genie in the bottle and getting granted three wishes. So we'll just go with that for the moment. So imagine you found that genie, you let the genie out, and the genie's granted you three wishes, but the wishes are for photography. So those three wishes have to be something around photography. You can do anything you like with those three wishes. So you could make the ultimate camera. So if you were to make the ultimate camera, what would be the features that you'd want to put into it? Well, if I was given that power to make the ultimate camera, and I could say, I want a camera that has this, 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 and this in it, I suppose one of the first things that I would do, and because it's the thing that frustrates me the most, I suppose, with photography, is sometimes when you miss focus and you're not focused on the right part of the subject for the photo you're taking, and so the picture becomes unusable. How good would it be if after the fact, and even though there is some technology allows you to do some minor moving of the focus around in an image, but this is, I'm talking doing heavy lifting here, where you can basically move the focus point to any part of the image and pull up sharp. And I know, look, there's some software programs that try to emulate that, but again, they're going to miss a lot of detail, because if the detail wasn't in the original image, the software's just going to guess what might be there, and it's not going to be a true thing. So imagine if you had a camera that could focus so fast that it focused on every part of the image and got it in focus and captured all that information. So then you could choose after the fact how you had that, where you had the focal point set. That, to me, that would be an ultimate camera, to be able to have that type of tech built in, like just to be able to change that focus and move it around and completely, basically never have to discard an image because it was out of focus. You could just fix it and say, no, I want this is the point. I want that eye to be in focus. I want that nose to be in focus. I want this portion of the image in focus. So that'd be one thing. So what else would I ask? So if I was getting, say we'll make it so there is three wishes, so you can have three different things. So you could have a camera with, say, that particular feature built into it. The other thing would be, I suppose, cool to be would be to have a camera that had, some type of memory system where it's just, I don't know, like it's, you never run out of memory. Like it's just infinite. Like it's a special card where you could just shoot 1,000 shots, 10,000 shots, 100,000 shots. You chose how much when you stop shooting, like when you download the images, but you could just keep shooting. So imagine having that feature in a camera. That'd be so cool to have this infinite memory camera where it's just basically unlimited shots and you don't have to worry about the filling up the memory card or changing out the memory card. So if I was having that, the other thing I'd probably look at would be, imagine having a power source in the camera where the camera never really, you never have to change battery or have to really recharge it. So if you had the camera was, say, you know, crazy as it sounds, maybe one day they might have something like a ultra mini, you know, type of, just imagine one day they might have an ultra mini nuclear powered power plant that can go in some small appliance where basically it can just produce energy continuously without kind of ever needing to be recharged. So again, that would be a fantastic feature to have in a camera where basically you just never needed charging. So if you're out you're out shooting for days in the wilderness, not having to worry about missing your focus, not have to worry about running out of memory, and not having to worry about running out of power. So that would be three things that I would probably think about picking if I had my three wishes. You'd hope that if you did get the genie in the bottle and you let it out, that you'd have a little bit of time to think about what you wish for, because there was that old adage of saying, careful what you wish for. But again, I think it would just be fun to kind of think that maybe potentially, and look, the way technology is moving, and it's interesting when we see stuff like in science fiction movies back from the, from the 50s, 60s, 70s, so much of that, what we saw in science fiction movies back there, is actually just normal everyday life now. It's like it's just, they had, the person walking around with the, you know, micro, you know, talking to their watch. Well, people have Apple Watches now and they can make phone calls and call up anyone in the world from their Apple Watch. So some of the tech has just come through. So who knows in the future what type of camera will be, you know, in 30 years from now. I'm sure that the technology we're going to be seeing is just going to be just out of this world, because it's like it's just changing so quickly. So I hope this episode got you thinking about, like I said, just about whether, you know, when it's time to upgrade your equipment, just ask yourself that question: do I need it or do I just want it? And like I said, consider, you know, investing some of your money in your lens library and just kind of look at what's in your lens library at the moment and be able to kind of supplement it with stuff that is going to help you become a better photographer, give you more versatility. And like I said, and for the, you know, people starting out, really go and try and, I suppose, do a bit of study on what a fast prime lens will do for you, like how much it can actually help your photography and the areas that it can really help you shine as a photographer. Until next time, enjoy your photography, and we'll talk again real soon. This has been Steve Finkel for Photo Mission Focus, discussing photography. See ya.